not going to do it long, but when we got backstage, I said, I'm singing this song because I know I'm almost dead. And if the truth be told, some of y'all in here almost lost your life too. And somebody right now may be sick, don't know what to do, don't know where to turn. But I guarantee you, if you do like me, I found out that prayer will. Oh, y'all ain't making no noise in here. But I need to see the hands of those that know prayer will. If you know prayer will change things, I just dare you to look at your neighbor right now and tell him, say, neighbor, prayer will. Change things. Look at them good and tell them, say, neighbor, prayer will change things. Now give God a love offering right now. I want to tell y'all that
prayer will change things.
Prayer will
change things.
I'ma sing it the way I want to sing it. Lift your hands and you can testify and say, when you're sick, real sick, and it seems you never gonna get well, want you to know that prayer will. Just tell you to get out your seat right now and high five your neighbor, tell him,
I know prayer will
change things. Can we make one big choir and make the devil mad? Everybody help me say, prayer will change things. I believe he'll move any kind of sickness out of the way.
Prayer will.
When the doctor said no, Jesus said yes. He'll never leave you. Oh, I know he will change.
Prayer will change.
I miss my granddaddy, but I remember when we was little in church on Wednesday night, he was saying, just keep
praying
for the Lord. Anybody know he is good? Don't ever stop praying. Just keep on praying. Anybody here know I found out. Just keep suffering, I know that God will
heal
you. Somebody may feel like giving up tonight. Somebody got a child that's done strayed away from home. Somebody got a loved one that might be on drugs, but all you gotta do, get on your knees. And I found out that God will
heal and serve you.
The Lord getting ready to move in here right now.
Oh yeah.
God will
heal.
Seem like there is no way out of no way. God will
heal and
serve
you.
Anybody believe that? Just look at your neighbor and tell them, no matter what it is, God, he will
heal and
serve
you.
I found out that there's power and healing in the name of
Jesus.
Help me call him. Call him.
Jesus.
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 Call him.
Jesus.
Y'all can do better than that.
Call
Jesus.
Jesus.
If you need him right now.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
If you need him right now.
Jesus.
Just call his name.
Jesus.
May not come when you want him.
Jesus.
May not come when you want him.
Jesus.
But his own time.
Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Everybody in the building right now.
Jesus.
It's a good thing.
Jesus.
When you on one accord.
Jesus.
Call and I believe
Jesus.
We can make the devil mad in here right now.
Jesus.
Somebody may be sick
Jesus.
In this building right now.
Jesus.
And they need God to deliver right
call
now.
Jesus.
If you in need,
Jesus.
Or if you know somebody in need, I just dare you
to
just stand on your feet right now. Everybody right now, just
Jesus.
Get on your feet right now. Get up, get up, get up.
Call Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Jesus. His name is
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus. Jesus.
Do me one favor.
Jesus.
Everybody grab your neighbor by the hand right now.
Jesus. Jesus.
Look at your neighbor right now and tell him say neighbor. Do it loud. Don't be scared. Tell him say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about you.
Tell him I don't know about you.
I don't know about you.
But I could have been dead.
Could've been dead.
I should have been dead. I could have been dead. I should have been dead. But God, he kept me.
God, he kept me.
God, he kept me.
God, he kept me.
He kept me.
God,
he kept me.
God,
he kept me.
God,
he kept me.
God,
he kept me.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Good morning, good morning. Let's clap our hands for Jesus today. Anybody come to meet Jesus today? Anybody excited about Jesus today? Come on, stand to your feet and let's give him praise this morning. Because he's worthy of all of our praise. I know a man named Jesus. And he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Can you lift your hand and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Come on, help me say it. Hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Can I say it again? I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Come on, lift him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Are you glad about it? Tell him hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. Can I say my verse right here? You know what? I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. You know what happened? I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Can you lift it today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I like to praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. Can you just look at your neighbor and just tell him one more time? I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Come on, church, lift him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Tell him one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Come on, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody know him? Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to just say thank you for just being so good. You blessed us with life, health, and strength. Visitation of your Holy Spirit. As we come today, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, realizing had it not been for you, we don't know what we would do. So God, we come now pleading that thou would just search our hearts and search our minds. If you find anything that is not right, please remove it right now. Let your Holy Spirit rule, guide, and direct our lives, that in everything we do, we will give your name the glory. Bless these your people that have come today, those who are listening in, those who are in their homes. Lord, touch whatever situation they're in today. Bless, Lord, comfort them, give them peace, heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the preach man today. Give him preaching power. Let your Holy Ghost preach to him, that somebody might hear a word from heaven, be delivered, be set free, be saved. Bless this praise team today who are singing your praises of Zion. Touch the musicians, Lord, as they play their instruments. And Lord, we pray, and for all that have come today, we pray thy blessings upon them. Let your Holy Spirit just abide in this place here today. Show up and show out, and we know everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise if you will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you remain on your feet as we look at the scriptures for today in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Amen. I'm sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 20. I'm sorry. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Should be on your monitors if you're not able to get there. Because when thou goest out to battle against thy enemy and see his horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be when ye are come nigh unto the battle that the priests shall approach and speak unto the people and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemy. Let not your heart faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither ye be terrified because of them. Verse 4 says, For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 19 through 21. Isaiah chapter 59, amen, verses 19 through 21. Amen. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, done to them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thine mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. Praise God for his word today, amen, that it might be a light and guide unto our pathway. You might be seated. Give this praise team a hand as they come, amen, to bless us today, amen. Somebody ought to say yes. He's keeping me. Anybody believe that today? Come on, give him another hand. God is keeping me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. You're glad to be here. Come on, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. To give him all the honor and all of the glory today. Amen. For all of his rich blessings. So I speak of the hour, Reverend Kitchen, and to all of the Reverend clergy in the house today, to the officers, to the mothers. Amen. To our ushers and to all of you, my father's children, those of you that are here, those of you that are listening in by way of your cars at home or wherever you might be, we welcome you here to our service today. Amen. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel he's blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, guess what? I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. We are grateful today for all of you, amen, who has been so caring and thoughtful to bless me for my birthday. I thank you for all your cards, your gifts, and your well wishes. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. I'm only going to be 73 years old. Amen. I tell my grandchildren I'm only 37 years old. Amen. So you know what they have to say about that. We get in a battle with that. But amen. But we thank God that how he is blessing us and how he is keeping us. Amen. We have others that is celebrating birthdays the month of August and coming up in September, and we want to wish you the best also. Amen. God bless you. All right, we want to take this time to just thank you for your commitment, whatever area you're working in the ministry, whether it be our Bible study, our prayer line, our Sunday school. We just thank you for being committed and dedicated to stay together. Together we stand, divided we fall. Amen. So we're grateful to all of you that has been tuning in and working with us during this pandemic to just make things work. Things a little bit different now. Sometimes God gets us out of our comfort zone so he can deal with us. See how really faithful we are in worshiping him. Amen. Sometimes it's easy just to come to church on Sunday morning. But when you got to make sacrifice, amen, to call in on Wednesday night, Tuesday mornings, and Saturday evenings, and 9:30 for Sunday school, when you got to make those sacrifices, you know, that's where God see where your heart really is. See if you're really wanting to know his will and his way. So again, we thank you all. Thank you for your tithe and for your offering. Amen. And all that you have been doing. We want to ask that you continue praying for those who are on our prayer list and concern list. Keep praying for Dick and Dorsey Johnson, who's recovering at home. And this past week, his brother passed, Jesse Johnson. Amen. They're in New York. So please keep the Johnson family in prayer. Amen. All right. And we got a good report that Dick and S. Griffin is doing fine now. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. That she's recovered. So we thank God for that. Amen. Keep praying for our children as they are in school now, and praying for the teachers and all of the staffs, bus drivers. Amen. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. Keep Dick and Rivers in prayer as he's recovering. Dick and Russell Vaughn. Dr. Richard Kimball. Keep praying for Dick and Griffin's father, amen, who's recovering from a stroke. Reverend Guyden and his wife, keep them lifted in prayer. Reverend Darrell James, keep praying for him. Amen. Sister Angie Smith, Aquila Hackett, Javita Moore. Amen. And all the rest that is on our concern list, let us pray mightily for them. Amen. That God will restore their health. Amen. And comfort them in all areas. Amen. Also, pray for Michael Austin. This is Sister Vanessa Austin's nephew. Amen. He's been diagnosed with COVID. Amen. So let's keep him lifted in prayer. Amen. We know God can take care of that. Amen. So we're trusting him for the best. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to get ready for some more good music here today. Amen. And then we're going to hear from heaven, one of our very own, the preaching and singing man. None other than the Reverend Everett Kitchen, all the way from Powder Springs, Georgia. Let's praise God for him. Hallelujah. All right. Come on, gentlemen. Praise God.
Anybody out there got the victory? Come on, somebody give God the glory if you got the victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We came to have church on this morning. We came to lift up the name of Jesus. We came to lift him on high. Hallelujah.
Yes, I got it. 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 Y Victory.
This is the
sun.
Somebody say, yeah. Somebody say, yeah. 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 Did you tell the Lord? Yeah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Is anybody feel like me? He's been so good. Tell your neighbor, he's been so good. He's been so good. Oh, Lordy. He's been so good. I just want to tell him thank you. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. Yeah.
Again, we are standing here in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Father, you are our God. We recognize the fact that it's in you we live, we move, have our beings. Here we are, Father, in your hands. Father, fix our minds right now, this moment. Fix our hearts. Father, if you find any distractions, remove them in the name of Jesus. Take this, your servant. Fix me, Father, that I may expound on your word. Put me behind your cross, that in the end, you will get the glory. Touch these your people. Give them receptive spirits, receptive hearts, Father, to receive what you have for us. Now, Lord, send the unction of your Holy Spirit. Come in our hearts and minds. Dwell in us. Father, fix us so that we can give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We say amen. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give God some praise. He's sweet, I know. what you're going to do. I'll tell the world wherever I go. What you're going to do? What you're going to tell them? That I found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Come on and help me, church. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Yes, you are, Lord. What you gonna do? Storm clouds may rise, the strong wind may blow. What will you do, kitchen? I'll tell the world everywhere I go. What is he to you? He's sweet, I know. Just one more time. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Clouds may rise.
Oh, yeah.
The strong wind may blow. What you gonna do, huh?
I'm gonna tell him that I found a Savior, and he is sweet. I know.
Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Truly, God is worthy. We give honor to God today, who is our Heavenly Father. To the Holy Spirit again, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steed. Amen. To all of the deacons, mothers, members, executive members, and all of them that make up this church family. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. There has been some worshiping taking place this last few minutes. Amen. I am glad when I see the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. In a place like this. Amen. I give honor today to my wife as well. Amen. To the First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. It's so good to be here. I wasn't going to be long, 5 minutes, and I think I'm going to be done. I saw Minister Pimpton last week. I thought about an old friend of mine, Quick Feet. We called him Quick Feet. Amen. I'm going to be about 10 minutes, a little bit longer than they were. Amen. But in 10 minutes, you can rest assured I will be done. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, again for this privilege and opportunity. Amen. I do not count this lightly. I certainly do appreciate your extending the invitation. Amen. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to the Old Testament. There are two passages of scripture that I want to point out today, man, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And one is found, if you would turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. Amen. I want to begin reading there at verse 1. Then find Isaiah, the 59th chapter. Amen. And we'll begin reading at verse 19. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, verse 1. It reads, "When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. So it shall be when you are on the verge," somebody say verge, "of battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people." Verse 3 says, "He shall say to them, 'Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint, elder, do not be afraid. Pastor, do not tremble. Kitchen, don't be terrified because of them.'" Listen to what it says, Ratliff. "For the Lord your God," Deacon Urquhart, Deacon Ratliff, "it is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Verse 19 of Isaiah, "So shall they fear," 59th chapter, "the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy," somebody say enemy, "comes in like a flood. Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgressions in Jacob, says the Lord." But listen to verse 21. "As for me, said the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, my words which you have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor the mouth of your descendants' descendants, saith the Lord, from this time and forevermore." Amen. Thank you so much for your patience and your reading. We want to use as a thought from these passages of scripture, covered by God. Somebody say that, covered by God. I think all of us can attest to the fact that we've all heard in the last few days the hurricane that's about to approach there in Louisiana. Amen. And I think we've all been in prayer that on the wake of the anniversary of Katrina some 16 years ago, that we're praying that God will make ways out of no way. If I had to share something today with those people, I would want to share with them that don't worry, Don't be afraid. You are covered by the Lord. Amen. Amen. Have you ever, Dr. Steed, found yourself in the midst of a problem, in the midst of a circumstance? Have you ever found yourself all alone with no help around? And don't fool yourself, my brothers and sisters, just because we feel like we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, that we are exempt from any kind of circumstances coming up in our lives. Are you going to pray with me? Don't feel because your Holy Ghost feel that the enemy is not waiting around the corner just to try and see how strong we really are. Are y'all praying with me? Don't be discouraged just because you feel that you've been set apart, that you won't have any troubles in this life. Don't feel that just because you got Holy Ghost power that you won't ever experience any difficulties in this life. Well, I stopped by to let you know, just because we're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't mean that we are exempt from any trials and tribulations. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Just because we're moving and operating in the will of God doesn't mean that the enemy will not send trouble our way. I recall Jerome, if I read my Bible tells me that a man that is born of a woman is but of a few days. But in those days, it's full of what? Trouble. Oh, y'all ought to pray with me. That necessarily doesn't mean that you're going to always be laughter in your life from day to day. There will be days where there will be some sadness. There will be days that there will be some heartaches. There will be days that there's going to be some misunderstandings. But Job lets us know that man that is born of a woman is of a few days. But in those days, Sister Bennett, it's full of trouble. But Pastor, I've discovered something, that there are occasions when old man trouble will come knocking at all of our doors. Huh? My mama used to say that, son, you don't have to go looking for trouble. Trouble, Sister McGee, will find you. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? It'll find you. I'm reminded of the children of Israel, what seemed to be the end of their own journey. What seemed to be the end of their own journey. Ever they were there on the banks of Jordan, ready to cross over, Deacon Urquhart, into the promised land. But there was something that occurred during that time. There was something, church, that happened. What happened? What happened? They began to wonder what would happen to them next. Stop by to let you know that in the midst of wondering, you must understand that in this life, if you're a Christian and you adhere to the word of God, you are covered by God. covered by God's grace, covered by God's mercy, covered by God's loving kindness, covered by God's authority. I wonder sometime in this life, Lord, why is it that you allow your people to go through? God sets me down sometimes, Sister Kitchens, and he reminds me, he says, Kitchen, there are some time where you begin to take me for granted. Kitchen, there are some times where you get carried away with your everyday lifestyle. There are some time, Kitchens, I've got to send some trouble. I've got to send some turmoil your way. Kitchen, I'm not there to hurt you. I'm not there to destroy you, but I'm trying to make you whole so that I can use you for my glory. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I'm reminded of Israel. The Lord told them when they began to wonder to be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid, for the Lord your God, it is he who goes before you. And anytime I've discovered, anytime you're getting ready to go into a battle, you've got to carry some artillery with you. And in our case, our artillery is the word of God. Now, I know, and you don't have to tell me. I know people now, they're shooting each other, they're stabbing each other, they're doing all kinds of things other than trying to work the situation out. But when we go to battle, oh, y'all ought to help me. We ought to carry the word of God with us. Is the word of God going to be with us? Are we going to be holding our Bibles every hour, every minute? No, 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 no. Where God puts us in a learning mode. He puts us in a charismatic setting so that we can learn. And there's not all the time, Sister Kitchen, we're going to have the word Bible with us. We got to impregnate it in our hearts, huh? So that when it's time to go to battle, look at what Jesus did. Jesus was in the wilderness. I'm not going to go there. But Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. Devil came up against him to tempt him and to lure him into thinking and doing what he wanted him to do. My question is, what did Jesus do? Jesus used the word of God. That's what we got to do when we go into battle. That's why the Lord sent word to them, you're covered, covered, covered. That's why he tells us, my brethren, count it joy when any of us fall into divers temptation. For what? That tests our faith. It tests our patience. It makes us pure. It makes us whole again. Count it joy. Somebody say, how can you be happy when you're going through? How can the people of New Orleans and Mississippi be happy today in the midst of going through? Has anybody in here ever been down to your last dime? Huh? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me. Now. If you ever been down to your last dime, what I mean by your last dime, you couldn't make that house payment next month. You couldn't make that car note next month. But somehow God, oh, y'all ought to help me, made a way out of no way. That's how come I sung that song. He's sweet, I know. The storm clouds may rise and the strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world everywhere I go that I've found a Savior and he's sweet, I know. Oh, y'all ought to help me. Well, kitchen, you're talking about battle and you're talking about being covered. And I'm almost done, Deacon Jackson. Covered. Well, kitchen, I really want to know what's the secret to endurance. Well, the secret to endurance, one thing is to remember that our pain is only temporarily. Are y'all going to pray with me? The pain only lasts for a moment. I remember getting shot one day, Pastor Steed, and thank God that it didn't get to my heart. And thank God that I was able to kick myself off the ladder and I got hurt. But at the same time, a little few days later, Elder Bradshaw, I was coming back to myself. The pain didn't last always, but the initiation of that shock woke me up. Huh? Electricity don't have no favors. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Huh? It'll jump out there at you when you least expect it or when you're taking it for granted. It'll jump out there and say, hey, listen, wait a minute, I'm the boss. Huh? That was my mentality. It couldn't beat me. But the Lord kept me, showed me, be careful what you say. Be careful how you approach it. Just like a roaring lion. You can't tackle a roaring lion. Huh? That lion will tear us up. But at the same time, the Lord tells us here, don't think that it's strange either, Padgett. When we fall into some trouble, huh? Don't think it's strange. It's nothing strange because God's people look at trouble in different ways. Some of us have looked at this pandemic as a source of trouble coming our way. No, it's just God's way. And I look at everything as a positive. It's just God's way of showing us and waking us up to let us know that he's still God and he's God alone. Huh? Just because you may have tested positive for COVID, just because you may have been on a ventilator, some way, somehow, God allowed us to be here today. That's covered by the grace. That's covered by the mercies of God. Dr. Steed, I'm done. He is our unmoved mover. When we go into battle, the Israelites had to set themselves in position. Huh? Sister Holman, a lot of times life seems to be a series of ups and downs. Life seems, Sister Young, to have some curvy curves, huh? But in the midst of life, we have to understand that God is in control, that God is the source of everything we need. So, Kitchen, where are you going with this? Where are you going with this? I've discovered that in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of going through, that there be those, and I must pause here to say this, there be those that say I'm with you. There be those that say I'm your friend. But did you not know when the hot pot gets hot that's when the friends begin to walk away from you? Huh? When the kettle gets too hot, then the friends you thought you could lean on, they'll be the one that'll turn their backs on you, even some family members. I'm going home now. Sister Kelly, in the Bible here, in Isaiah, but now we have to get ourselves in position. And many times we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother Jackson, I've discovered that can't nobody do me like Jesus. I don't care how you put it. Can't nobody make ways for any of us like Jesus. In chapter 59 of Isaiah, the Bible says that when the enemy comes in that 19th verse, like a flood. Does anybody know anything about a flood? When they come, it doesn't matter how many sandbags you put out. Are y'all gonna pray with me? It doesn't matter how big your house might be. It doesn't matter what's taking place. Water seems to have a way of getting through it and around it. Water does make its way through the sandbags. And in its way, it engulfs everything in its path. For I've come to realize that no matter how many sandbags we put up in our lives, no matter how big the dam may seem to be in our lives, the enemy is just like flood waters. He comes to destroy us. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you put up. But God, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord. I'm in Isaiah 59:19. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Notice, the Spirit of the Lord. Sister Patton, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Just know that you are covered. No matter what your circumstances are, the Spirit will come and rescue us. It's been authorized. It's been comforted by the Comforter to bear us up in times of weakness. So, Kitchen, what are you telling me? The first thing I'm telling you is this. The people in New Orleans are struggling with a hurricane. But right here in Georgia, we're struggling not with hurricanes, but we're struggling with other issues. And all these pandemics and all these illnesses we're struggling with because we don't understand that we are covered by God's grace. When you're covered by the grace of God, He sends the comforter. He sends His healing power. He sends His delivering power. My time is almost up, Deacon Jackson. So every time the enemy comes your way to overthrow you, he reminds you of your past failures. He reminds you of your past hurt. You just tell the enemy, I'm covered by the grace of God. And when I'm covered by the grace of God, it does not matter what happened in the past. And we was talking, Pastor, this morning in Sunday school about the past. And I don't know how many was in Sunday school, but I do know that if you didn't attend, go and read 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. It tells you some things that Paul went through with the church at Corinth. And in our lesson this morning, it talks about when this life is over. And I don't know about you, but I'm not afraid of death. I realize that death is inevitable. Huh? Y'all got mighty quiet on me. I'm not afraid. I guess it's just me. I'm not afraid of death. Because I realize, Sister Holman, this world ain't my home. Sister Kelly, I'm just a stranger passing through this land. And if the truth be told, all of us at some point and time are going to have to come to grips. The Sunday school lesson said that at the judgment seat of Christ, we'll all stand. Well, Kitchen, how did you get to this judgment seat? Well, in the Bible, if you look at Isaiah 59:20, it says that the Redeemer will come to Zion, and those who turn from transgressions in David, says the Lord. It's posted on your screen. So at one day at the judgment seat of Christ, guess what? Even in the midst of battle, even in the midst of going through, God is going to be our judge. And no matter what we go through, we're going to have to face that day. I don't want to scare anybody, but illnesses are gonna come. That's a battle. Some of us are losing our sights. Some of us are having knee problems, leg problems, and all kinds of problems. But Paul said that when this earthly tent, and y'all do know that this is only an earthly tent. When this thing is dissolved, Paul said, we got a building of God not made by hands, but it's eternal in the heaven. There's something I need to share. When you talk about tents, tents are made to be put up and taken down. Huh? All of us at some point in time have put up a tent and we've taken that tent down. Our bodies are like tents. Huh? They get old, they get creaky, they get wore out. They start bulging. Huh? Well, Walden, that's how come I'm not afraid of death. Because I know that this body is going to decay. And I got another building of God not made by hands. Let me close this. We have a Redeemer. And Pastor, in our Redeemer, not only will he lift up a standard against us, against the enemy, but he will send the Redeemer. But then in verse 21 is where we get the covering from. The covering is in verse 21. It says, "As for me, said the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, saith the Lord, forevermore." Now, the thing we have to understand, the Bible tells us that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and then what? Heal the land. That's where we are today. We're in a battle, but we're covered by God. So now every time the enemy tries to bring up our past mistakes, our past hurts, our illnesses, or even in the midst of going through family problems, those are battles. But we don't have to fight the battle all by ourselves. The Lord will lift up a standard, and he will reinforce that standard with a Redeemer. And because we have a Redeemer who is Jesus Christ, we have made a humble covenant. And a covenant is an agreement to do something or not to do something. We have made a promise to God that we will live for him no matter what comes up. So today, as we get ready to leave, think about we here in Georgia. We're all right, but our friends, some we know, some we don't know, are suffering throughout this whole country. All of us realize what happened with our Marine soldiers over there in Afghanistan. The battle is not for the president, is not for the Senate. The battle belongs to God. If we hold true to God's hands, all the decisions can be made. But in the end, God gets the final word, and his glory will be revealed. The Taliban keeps acting up. Let God handle them. Amen. I know we're trying to make peace in these countries. We're trying to make peace here. With all the killings, with all the distractions that come up every day in all of our lives, we talk about killings. We talk about, we hear it on the news about people doing this to this people, people doing this to that people. Families are being disoriented because of something that doesn't even make sense. But know, whatever takes place, as long as we trust God, we are covered by the Lord. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Does anyone in here, or has anyone in here ever witnessed? I think all of us have been here where we've gotten some bad news. We've witnessed individuals. We've been at their bedsides. We've witnessed them leaving this earth. And if you really think about it, those are some hard times to deal with. I discovered that even in the midst of those times, that God will let you know that He has you covered. Somebody can attest to the fact that He'll give you strength. He'll give you the mindset. I've had people to talk to me and say, I'm just tore up. I can't make no decisions. No, get yourself together. I learned that when my daddy died. I was close to my daddy. When I saw him laying on that floor, I made peace with myself. I touched him. He was cold. But I realized he wasn't coming back. He was gone somewhere else. I made peace. We have to make peace and know that God will give us strength. In the midst of battle, in the midst of unwanted circumstances, He'll give us peace. Everybody stand to your feet. Every head bowed. Before we open the doors of the church, let us just pray. Eternal God, again, we thank you. Father, again, for your gracious kindness, your loving mercies. We thank you, Lord, that it is you and only you that gives us the strength to go from day to day. It is only you that when the enemy does come, even in the midst of heartaches, in the midst of uncertain news, and in our country today, Lord, we have a lot of uncertainties, but we know that you have your people covered by your grace and mercy. In this hour, this moment, Father, if there's anyone in here that may be struggling with an issue or don't see their way out, God, give them strength and give them the courage, just as you did the people of Israel. You told Jehoshaphat to go on and fight the battle. The battle was not theirs. The battle belonged to you. And Father, we're trusting that in the midst of Hurricane Ida, for our people in New Orleans, in Mississippi, in Alabama, in Louisiana, Father, keep them in the midst of unwanted circumstances, in the midst of battles that they may not be aware of. Keep them right here in Georgia. Father, in the midst of this pandemic, you said you would lift up a standard. We trust that you'll make everything all right. Whatever the need is, I pray that you meet it in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you the glory. Amen. Would there be one today? Perhaps there's someone that's listening in. Come on, Pastor. That may not know Jesus personally, or even here today. I want to offer Christ to you right now. He'll make everything all right. I'll say this and I'm going to take my seat. I can wear a smile now. Several years ago, don't know how many, but years ago, when I thought I was where I needed to be, I had a frown on my face when it did not happen. But now I can wear a smile because I know that God has all of us in His will. We have to put our trust in Him. So get the frowns off your face. Those of you that are listening, no matter what you're going through, wherever you are, I offer Christ to you right now. Will there be one? Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to know we covet by the authority of God. So if you're listening in, or if you're here, and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to just pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins, and take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We recommend that you get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word, that your life will be more abundant. Amen. Thank Reverend Kitchen for that dynamic sermon. Give him hand today. Amen. Praise God. We thank our praise team for singing so wonderful today. Amen. They sound like a whole choir up there. Glory to God. Amen. Thank our musicians. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Our ushers, we thank you. Praise God. Our sound technician, we thank you. Amen. And all of you that are here, give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. We praise God for you today. God bless you. Amen. As we get ready to go, amen, we want you to just look at your neighbor and say, Neighbor, I love you. Come on, tell them like you mean it. Neighbor, I love you. Praise God. Let the church say amen. Yeah, yeah. Come on, he has the final word. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. God has spoken. Let the church say, amen. Say it one more time if you don't mind today. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. God has spoken. Yeah, yeah. Let the church say amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide with now and henceforth and forevermore. Let every heart say, Praise God. Be blessed. We love you. Stay safe is our prayer. Love you, Mama.